Attention growers of irrigated alfalfa. Have you watered your alfalfa yet? With the low precipitation levels in many areas, now might be a good time to start. Stay tuned.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. Here's the university's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Seems silly to irrigate alfalfa before first cutting, doesn't it? But look at your soil moisture profile. If it's dry, you may need to. In fact, early spring often is the best time to irrigate alfalfa. After all, it's about the only time you can actually build a reserve water source for summer use. Alfalfa can develop roots more than 8 feet deep, but it will only do this when surface moisture does not meet crop needs and moisture is available all the way down to those depths. Deep roots and deep moisture will make your summer irrigating much easier by providing extra moisture when plants use as much as 1/2 inch per day. Unfortunately, typical shallow watering during summer encourages only shallow rooting. The biggest advantage of reserve water comes after each summer cutting. Alfalfa roots need oxygen in the soil if plants are to regrow rapidly. Watering right after cutting suffocates roots, slowing regrowth. Immediate watering also stimulates shallow-rooted or sprouting weeds, especially at a time when alfalfa plants are not very competitive. Both problems are reduced when water is available for deep alfalfa roots while the top several inches of soil remain dry. Early spring irrigation also tends to help warm up the soil, since irrigation water usually is about 55 degrees. This can help speed early alfalfa growth. So, improve your alfalfa irrigation by watering early, with a goal of 6 to 8 feet of soil at field capacity at first cutting.
We'll take a look at those area hay prices right after this.